Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. We are back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being with us today. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. That's the phone number to call if you want to answer one of my trivia questions. If you have a question that you'd like to ask me or my special guest, Phil Nelman, I'm going to tell you about him in just a second. Or for whatever reason, you might want to give us a call, 888-822-8255. Let me tell you a little bit about Phil. Philip R. Nelman is a highly acclaimed, award-winning author, advertising, and marketing executive. He's the founder of his own firm, which is FDN&P Marketing, a leading advertising and marketing company boasting clients which include international manufacturers, service industries, retail and consumer products firms, as well as distributors in the U.S. and abroad. One of the things that impressed me was when I found out that he actually helped launch Working Mother Magazine, a magazine that we've talked about on the show here before. He's the author of the book Startup Marketing, which I have a copy of right in front of me, an extra copy that we're going to try to give away this hour. He's also a contributing author to a book called 303, not to be confused with 302, Marketing Tips Guaranteed to Boost Your Business. Phil Nelman, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you very much for being here, sir, and I want to congratulate you on your books. The Startup Marketing book is outstanding.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've got it dog-eared within an inch of its life here, and we're going to ask you some questions about it. And, folks, if you'd like to ask Phil a question about your business, about how to market your business, and one of the things we're going to get into are some of the mysteries of marketing and find out a little bit about what he has to say on that, or I'll find out actually a lot about what he has to say on that, because the mysteries of marketing is, to me, something that really, Phil, is frustrating a lot of times for small business owners. And we need help with marketing, probably as much as anything else. We need help with that. Folks, before we get into our discussion, though, I want to finish my trivia questions because I want to give you a chance to win a copy of Phil's book. And I'll give you your choice. You can either have the Startup Marketing book or the 303 Marketing Tips book, either one of those. On this day, a guy died named Friedrich Anton Mesmer. He was an Austrian physician who pioneered the field of hypnotic therapy, and his last name was Mesmer. There's a term that was associated with his name that I want you to tell me about that's sort of connected here, so you figure it out. Also, on this day, Michael Landon was born. Tell me the name of the character that he played in the television series back in the late 50s, early 60s. It was so popular. And also, I wanted somebody to sing a song for me. On this day, in 1955, The Ballad of Davy Crockett. I remember that well. Phil, I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that or not.
Oh, I sure am.
Oh, that was a wonderful song. But The Ballad of Davy Crockett was number one in this day in 1955. I'd like for someone to call in and sing the first little short verse of The Ballad of Davy Crockett. If you'll do that, I'll send you a copy of Phil's book, Startup Marketing. 888-822-8255. All right, Phil, let's get into our discussion. As I mentioned earlier, one of the most frustrating but also critical things that face small business owners is how to handle their marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
For one thing, I think if you walked up to 100 small business owners, and I'm talking about smart people here, mm-hmm. and you said define marketing for me, I think most of them, they think they know what marketing is, but they'd have a hard time defining what it is.
You're absolutely right, Jim.
And do that for us.
Well, you know, it's an amazing thing because not only small business people or entrepreneurs, but large business people have a hard time defining marketing, and I found it in the speeches I do. And essentially, marketing is the umbrella under which all of the other issues of communicating your business fall. So if you look at marketing...
Say that again.
Okay. Marketing is the umbrella under which all of the other issues of communication fall.
I like that. And to me, the operative word there is communication.
Yes. Marketing is essentially the system that brings a product or a service to the market, and that includes the issues such as advertising, which is the sort of the yelling out of your message, merchandising, which is illustrating how the product or service works, public relations, which is the editorial story about your product.
Like a press release or something
press
like
release,
that?
Press release, exactly.
Yeah.
And all of the
promotion?
I'm sorry?
Promotion?
Promotion, sales promotion, which is one-on-one, the use of leave-behinds, flip charts, signs, posters.
Cups, caps, logos.
That's right. Cups, caps, logos, buttons. All of these issues are part of the marketing system. And marketing, then, is really this, the umbrella under which all of these other pieces of communication fall.
Right. I did some training for the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB, and I was admiring the denim shirt that some of them was wearing, and it had NFIB's logo on it. And I just commented that how much I liked that. Well, the people I was there to visit with, the leader of the group, I guess paid attention to that, and about a week later I got one in the mail.
Right.
And I'm wearing it today.
Are you?
So when I walk around, I've got NFIBs. I'm doing marketing for NFIB.
You are indeed. You're a walking billboard.
Yeah. Exactly. And
right.
And I don't mind doing that because they're a great organization.
Right.
But that's all part of marketing, isn't it?
Every piece of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why is it so hard to understand then?
Well, I think that, you know, businesses in general have made it difficult to understand. It's not terribly sophisticated stuff. Marketing, as you just said, includes everything we do or say that communicates our message. So it could be the shirt you're wearing, the button the employee wears in the store, the hat, the sign outside the store, the sign inside the store.
Right.
It really is a relatively simple issue. The system is designed clearly to put the product and the customer together. That's what marketing is. It's bringing the product to the market.
And the thing is that small business owners are sitting out there saying, you know, hey, I did some marketing yesterday. I bought 2 dozen cups to give out.
Mm-hmm.
Or I bought some advertising or whatever. And they do these things, but I'm not sure that they really focus on what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Right.
And that's what we want to talk about this hour. One of the things that we're going to talk about when we come back, folks, is how to break through the clutter in the marketplace with your marketing message. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. And our special guest is Phil Nelman. Phil is the author of Startup Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Advertising, Marketing, and Promoting Your Business, a book that is very, it's an excellent book, folks. It's a great resource document. I recommend it to you. And we're going to get Phil to tell us where you can get this book, where you can buy it. But if you actually want to have one given to you, which he has very graciously agreed to do, all you got to do is call and answer one of my trivia questions. And I really would like for somebody to do, especially, the Ballad of Davy Crockett. And it won't be the first time someone has sung on my show. So don't feel like you're plowing new ground here, folks. We've had people sing on our show here before. So I'd like for someone to call in, some brave person to call in and do that for us. 888-822-8255. James Pearson is on the board. He's one of the best, and he'll take your call. Phil, one of the things that I want to talk about, and I have talked a little bit about, is how do you break through all the stuff in the marketplace? How do you get through all the stuff that's already there that's been paid for by people with a whole lot more money than you when you have very little budget for marketing?
Well, you know, it takes a great deal of innovation and creativity with a small budget. Years and years ago, a friend of mine who was launching a campaign in a market for Coca-Cola told me that with enough dollars, you can make 100 mistakes and still own the money.
Oh, yeah.
The truth is that small business people, and we're all small business people, can't make those kinds of mistakes. In fact, we can't make many mistakes.
Mm-mm.
So we have to be extra creative. One of the statistics I love to use, Jim, if you don't mind, is the fact that Research shows that most people use 30,000 words per week in speaking during the course of their week. 5,000 of those words have more than one meaning.
Yeah, that's if they don't do a radio show, right?
If they don't, that's right. You're using all of the words probably in the English language. There are 600,000 words in the English language, which is sort of astonishing.
It is.
But what it indicates is that most business people, and it's not the fault of small business people, but most business people really have a failure to communicate by virtue of the fact that they don't put necessarily enough blood, sweat, and tears into what they say. So breaking through the clutter starts with what you have to say and how you say it. And it means creating some innovative solutions. If it's direct marketing, we know that people toss letters. So what would you do as a small business person? Well, you take a look at the package first that's going to be received by your potential customer. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody ever tosses a little corrugated box away without opening it. Nobody tosses an invitation-style envelope without opening it. Simple solutions that break through that pile of mail, for example. Those are the ways that we start to get recognized and heard with small budgets.
But now those things... Some of the things that you're talking about sound to me like they might cost a little bit of money, though.
Well, here's the way I look at small business marketing. Rather than try to reach a lot of people within the confines of a small budget, uh-huh. reach a fewer number of people and put your money into the package and the wrap.
Yeah.
Focus. And so that we're really talking about using the same dollars more efficiently.
Focus.
Exactly.
That's one of the things. I agree with you. I think that's one of the biggest ways that small business owners waste their money is by shotgunning the world when the world is not going to do business with them.
That's right.
And
you're absolutely right.
Focus on the people that you that really can buy what you have to sell. If you own a home improvement company, don't do advertising, you know, where the people are 18 years old.
That's right.
You know, that's not gonna work.
And that begins with simply connecting your product to the correct market.
One of the things that you talk about in your book that I like is vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about that with my clients. I talk about that on the show here. We try to bring that concept up as often as we can. Mm-hmm. Vision is critical to your marketing, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
Now let's help the audience understand what we mean by that.
Well, it starts by defining who you are, and most of the small business community has heard the word mission, mm-hmm. A mission statement, and what is the mission of the company. Here we go beyond mission, because really what we're asking small business people to do is to identify what their goals are and what extra or ultra benefits they can bring to the marketplace, what value added
right.
statements they can make in selling a product or a service.
Phil, stand by.
Equation of me out of it.
Stand by. I want to get more into this. Folks, we're going to continue to talk about vision, and then we're going to talk about how to help you own your customers. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Phil Nelman is our special guest. Stay with us. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. Thank you very much for being with us today. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number to call if you want to ask me a question, or my special guest, Phil Nelman, who is the author of Startup Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Advertising, Marketing, and Promoting Your Business. Phil, tell our audience where they can find your book.
Well, they can certainly find it in bookstores throughout North America, Amazon.com on the Internet, BarnesandNoble.com. If they have a difficult time, I hope they don't, they can call 1-800-CAREER-1 and the publisher can get them a copy.
Right.
But it is available everywhere.
Now, did you tell me that you got another book coming out?
Yeah, I do. I'm working on a book that'll be out in this summer, actually, called Just Say Yes, which is a guide for small business owners as far as extreme customer service is concerned, a compelling issue today in marketing.
Right. Good. Well, please be sure to keep us posted on that.
I sure will.
Because I'd like to get a copy of it, and
absolutely.
We'll get you back on and talk about that, because I'm sure it'll be a good book. If it's anything like the one I'm holding in my hand, I'm sure it'll be a great book.
Thank you.
Get back into this. And, folks, we're talking about marketing. We want to help you with marketing your small business. And small business dreamers who are listening, you know, you're saying, well, what do I need to know about that for? I'm not even in my business yet. Well, you need, if you're going to launch a new business, you need to be able to get it, let folks know about you, because if you start a brand spanking new one, you don't exist until someone knows about you. And so it's very important that you understand that. And when you're starting your budget, your startup budget, you've got to have a certain amount in there for marketing, which includes perhaps one of the first things you'll have to decide is what to do about the Yellow Pages. And so that's something to pay attention to. Phil, let's keep talking about a little bit about vision. You said something as we took the break, something about taking the me out of marketing. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, basically what I try to impart to entrepreneurs, and most small business people fall into that category, is that really if you look at marketing without the me in it, and you look at the needs of the customer first, second, third, right through tenth, then you begin to understand how you can get at the magic of marketing. So when we take the me out of marketing and we address only the customer's needs and issues instead of our own, then we're really on the right track. One of the things, the first chapter of the book in Startup Marketing is, what is my reason for being in business? And basically, our reason for being has to do with filling a need in the marketplace. Really, our need has to come second. So that's what I meant by there's no me in marketing. We have to be in tune with the customer's needs at all times or we lose.
And Phil, we've been talking about that in the we've mentioned it quite a few times since we've been on the air, but in the last couple of weeks we've been talking about that a good bit. Talking about the differences in features and benefits. Sometimes we like to talk about our features because we're so proud of all the wonderful things that our services and products are capable of, all the beautiful colors, the great price, the fancy things that they will do, but those are all features.
That's correct.
And by extension, that's the me in my business.
That's right.
And the benefit, what that feature will do for my customer, that's taking the me, talking about the benefits, that's taking the me out of it, marketing, isn't it?
That's correct. You're exactly right. If you own a hardware store and you splash all of the product into your flyer or your ad or your signs and you show the drill and a price and how beautiful it is, and then you're illustrating the features. If you show a finished project and talk about the fact that after 62 uses of this drill, this product now exists, that's the benefit. And we really have to be benefit driven because people want to see what's in it for me.
Right. Absolutely. One of the things that I like in your book, in that same chapter, you have a little exercise called where you ask us to list 10 positive attributes that lend human traits to our business. Now, we've never done this on the show before, folks.
Right.
We've never tried to list, to associate a human characteristic to our business. Well, I'd like to do that, Phil. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, the truth is that in interviewing small business people all over the country, what I found is that many of them are really not as in touch with their own businesses as I would like to have believed. And what I discovered, too, is that when you ask someone, generally speaking, what is your business about? What does it represent to the customer? You either get no answer or vague answers. So I developed exercises in the seminars I do where I ask small business owners to start to look at their business as they would another person. Give it attributes, physical, emotional, intellectual attributes, so that they can start to understand what it is they're communicating. In many cases, small business people are detached from the personality of the business, which means that the customer sees something differently than the owner, which is really crazy if you think about it.
I actually want to mention some of the terms that Phil lists here in the book, folks, that I think is important. And I bet you've never done this before. Is your company a happy company? Is it a healthy company? Is it a slim company? Is it? I wish I were slim, but I don't know what my company is. Is it vivacious? Is it energetic? Is it sexy? All these things. Is your business creative? Now, when we might not need to ask just ourselves these questions, but we need to ask other people because we're a little bit prejudiced, aren't we?
We are. We are. So we need to get our customers, our friends, and our family involved.
And that comes from focus groups. And we're going to get Phil to tell us a little bit about focus groups when we come back, how you can do a focus group in your small business. It's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. We are back. 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is Phil Noman. He's our new friend, and he's the author of Startup Marketing, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Advertising, Marketing, and Promoting Your Business. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Phil, have you got a website?
Yes, I do. It's pnolman@aol.com.
All right, good. That's your email. Good, thank you. Let's continue to talk about taking the me out of your marketing, and I think that's so important. You know, I was just thinking, when we talk about vision, literally imagine yourself looking at your business for a vision. And if all you see is you, then you, I don't think you have much of a vision in your business. You know, you need to take the me out of your marketing. And when I say look at your business, I'm talking about everything: the signage, the advertising, the racks, your promotional material, whatever it might be. And one of the best ways, Phil, to me, to get the me out of marketing, so that you make sure that you're serving your customers and not just yourself, is through focus groups. Now, people who know what a focus group is typically associate that with Procter & Gamble and Coca-Cola and Ford and people like that.
Right.
Where they spend zillions of dollars, and the company doesn't even do the focus groups. Their advertising agencies do the focus groups.
That's right.
And so how in the world can somebody with virtually no budget, like me and my little small business out here, I mean, I hardly know what a focus group is, let alone, and I don't have any money for it. How do I do that?
Well, you know, it is interesting, and you postured it correctly, because focus groups are perceived as something that huge manufacturers do. And really, what a focus group is, and of course, when Procter & Gamble does it through an agency, the costs are in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But what it does
for one,
is...
That's for one sitting.
That's for one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
What it really is... is a group of people, 10 to 15 to 20, sitting in a room with a box of donuts and some coffee,
yep,
reacting to material. That's what a focus group is, pure and simple. So what we do with small businesses is we explain that you have a dining room or a kitchen with a table large enough for 6 or 8 people. If you've got that, you've got a focus group.
So we've reduced the cost of a focus group in about 45 seconds, folks. Phil has single-handedly, and this has never been tried on radio, by the way, folks. He is a professional. Don't try this at home. He has reduced the cost of a focus group from tens of thousands of dollars to the box to a dozen box of donuts.
Right. So we're down to about $5.
And anybody can afford that.
Well, we certainly hope so, and the coffee should be relatively strong, so people stay away.
Stay away. Okay, who is our focus group? What's the makeup of our focus group?
Okay, and believe it or not, I'm doing this now with lots of small business people. The focus group begins by relying upon people that you already know, and presumably if you have customers who you're friendly with and who are willing to participate, you want to include customers. So it consists of friends. It can consist of family and customers. These are people who are familiar with your business whose profile is similar to the customer. So if it's not actually a customer, it's someone who would be a customer in terms of the right demographic, the age, the gender, etc.
Would it be a good idea, and it seems to me that it would be a good idea for, at least for some of this focus group activity, for you, the owner, not to be there?
You have really hit the proverbial nail on the head, Jim.
Okay.
The reason that you're correct, and it has to do with the fact that focus groups in and of themselves, even professionally run focus groups, have an intimidation factor. People are intimidated by one another's answers, much less the owner's reaction.
Right.
So you're right. You want the owner, and that's why in a professional focus group, the client sits behind a one-way glass.
Right.
And the people participating don't know they're being watched.
And the answer that they're going to give you is their answer totally without knowing whether it's the right answer or not. I mean, it's like one of these perceiver tests, these personality profile tests, where, you know, they ask you what your favorite color is, and you answer honestly, and you don't know that that may be the wrong answer.
That's right.
And that's the deal with this, is you've got to make sure that the people who are answering the questions have no way of trying to, they can't figure out whether this is the right answer or the wrong answer.
That's correct. And the truth is that you want to preface this by stating there are no right or wrong answers.
Right.
Only reactions.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you, you know, I think I'm a fairly objective person, but, you know, I love my businesses.
Yeah.
I'm in love with them. They're my babies. I built them from nothing, and I don't like it. It hurts me when somebody says something about my business or an idea that I have or something I've created. It hurts me a little bit to tell me that they don't like this color blue that I've chosen.
Sure.
And
sure.
It would not be a good idea for me to be in that meeting.
No, it wouldn't be. What you really want to do is get the information, gather it, collect it, sort through it, and get answers. And that's what the focus group will provide you as the business owner with.
Who could we get to conduct that focus group?
Well, you know,
How about like a key, you know, a really good customer, somebody that you can't run off?
That would be the perfect.
Something like that?
Perfect person.
Okay, we're going to talk about this a little bit more when we come back, folks. I'm excited about this information Phil has given us, folks. I think it's going to help you. Focus groups, think about that. 888-822-8255. It's 50 after. I'm Jim Blassing, the Small Business Advocate. Phil Nelman is our special guest and our new friend. Stay with us. All right, we are back. It's 54 after the hour, and the hour is too short. Phil Nelman is our special guest and our new friend. He's the author of Startup Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Advertising, Marketing, and Promoting Your Business. Phil, tell our audience one more time where they can get your book.
Okay, they can get the book at on the net at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, stores throughout North America. They can call 1-800-CAREER-1, and any of those places should have it.
Yeah, and folks, I recommend you check it out. I absolutely do. And also, you are a contributing author to 303 marketing tips. How many pieces did you have in that one?
I had about 15 mini chapters.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Entrepreneur magazine put that out.
Yes, they did. And that was based on an article they did on a bunch of marketing people and books that we've written.
Yeah, check that out. Is that available in bookstores as well?
Yes, it's everywhere.
Good. Check that out too, folks. We're talking about marketing this hour. The last part of our conversation has been about focus groups. And folks, I really recommend you check this out. Phil, let's talk about, and one of the things we want to make sure that we remind you about is set this focus group up where you as the owner, if you're the person who makes the decision about what color things are, how big something should be, where it should be located, how whatever the deal is, if you're the person who makes that decision, make sure that you only wind up with the results of that focus group after it happens, not while it's happening. Don't preempt anything. Don't influence anything, any information before it happens. But try to find a person who is reasonably disinterested. As we said, a customer that you know you can't run off, a brother-in-law or something like
that's
that.
Right. Yeah, neutral.
Somebody actually who might like to smoke you a little bit.
That's right.
Anyway, think about that, folks. What are some things, Phil, that we might try to find out in a focus group?
Well, I think you want to find out if what you're doing, what you're using is, as far as your message in the community, your advertising, your posters, your signing,
right,
your slogan, is working. And I think you want to get reactions to what you're saying about your product or service first and foremost.
It could be a slogan.
It really
could be. You can have a bunch of things for them to talk about, you know, in an hour's time, let's say. It could be a slogan. How do you like this? You know, maybe if you're starting your new business, folks, maybe you would actually say, get your focus group together and ask them, what do you think about these names?
That's right.
And what do you think about these colors?
Mm-hmm.
Do these features convert to benefits that would that you think would be valuable to you as a customer?
Exactly.
Something like that?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, another thing, in the next hour, Kent Weekly is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about graphic design, how to promote your business through graphic design, through your logos. And so letting your focus group look at different kinds of logos would be a way to use them, too.
That's right. Exactly right. All of those are issues that people can react to, and you can get great information.
let's move on. Phil, we've just got only a minute or so.
Sure.
Actually, less than that. Can you quickly give us a place where a demographic, where we can get demographic information for free?
Yes, the public library,
good.
Believe it or not. It's a book called Standard Rate and Data, which lists every publication and every association publication, and you can start to get demographic data on every market right at the public library.
Is there a website that gives that information? Do you know? You know
I'm not aware
offhand?
Of a website,
okay.
But it is available in the library.
Phil, we've got to go. I'm going to have you back. We didn't get through with all the stuff we want to talk about.
Be my pleasure, John.
All right, thank you. You did great today.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that was Phil Noman, the author of Startup Marketing, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Advertising, Marketing, and Promoting Your Business. I got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.